Hey guys, it's Abby
and Elle
from
My Coffee Companion.
Welcome to today's episode. Hope you guys like and subscribe. Well, and I mean, you can't press a like button, but I hope you like in real life.
Yep, and make sure to give us a rating and leave us a positive comment.
Yes, please keep it positive. We're peacemakers.
Anyways, we're here today to talk about what our day has been like so far.
That's just the first thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Elle.
Anyway, speaking of peacemakers, I recently made an episode with pop culture, and I recommended Hunger Games because it's the best. Anyway, why don't you tell me about your day, Abby?
I thought you were gonna go.
Oh, right. So today, my parents went to help my grandparents with something, and they live a few hours away. So we had a babysitter, and then we basically just, we made brookies, which are brownie cookies, which are delicious. We watched some TV, played some electronics, and hung out. Then after she left, I watched some AFB with my sister. And then Abby came over and we did my hair. She gave me a blowout and
it looks stunning.
I know, I look beautiful. And we talked about our lives and we started this episode. Speaking of which, I'll let you go first and then I'll tell the story.
I know what story you're gonna tell and it's really cute.
I know.
But
do you? Yeah, you do. Anyway, let's go.
I spent the day watching Sims with my brother are at a friend's house.
You spent the day what?
Playing Sims and watching NCIS. It's my normal weekend routine. Then I got picked up by Elle's parents, and I got here and we did Elle's hair. And may I just say, you look stunning.
I know. When I looked in the mirror after she had straightened it before she curled it, I was like...
You mean blow-dried it?
Right, blow-dried it.
I washed her hair in the sink,
I was like,
guys.
Oh my gosh, this is me? Because I looked... It was really
this
weird.
This is me.
But I didn't even, like... It was weird because I didn't even feel like myself, which is awesome. Now for the story. Earlier today, there's this little, series of, shorts. It's called Odd Couples, and it's so cute. It's with these animals, like pets who are odd couples. There was a rat and a cat, a pig and a dog, and then for the one we were watching, it was a turkey and a dog. And then after that, my youngest sister,
my goodness,
she started acting really weird, and so she went upstairs and got one of her baby blankets and said, I'm gonna give this to Louie, which is my dog. He was a guest previously, but security had to, send him off.
He was trying to eat my hands.
Eat your hands. Ugh. And so she was like, I think Louie needs this more than me. And I'm like, what is he to you? What is this? A movie? You're acting like he's, in movies where people are, homeless and they say, you need this more than me.
Yeah.
It's like she's acting like he's a dog in the streets. I'm like, stop fake crying. She said,
she was actually crying. Elle sent me
and then
a
I
video
said, I videotaped all of it. And she was like, he doesn't have enough toys. He has nothing.
He has no friends.
He has no friends to play with. And I said, because he's a dog. And she was like, well, no dogs, friends to run around with. And then I stopped that video. I made a new one. And we had a money box, and I don't know what it was for. Maybe my sister was just trying to get money, but and she's like, how do you smell Louie? And I was like, why do you need to know that? She's like, because this money, I'll raise it for Louie's toys. And I was like, oh my gosh, you sweet, precious girl.
I mean, it wouldn't be that bad because then you'd have a distinct notice between your toys and your sister's
he'll
toys.
He'll still want ours. And then she was like, Louie, he just doesn't seem happy. And I was like, oh my gosh.
He was just wagging his tail, walking along.
So she got Louie's portable water bowl, which pops out. It's made of what is it called? The rubber.
Silicone,
yeah. And she used it as a frisbee and rolled the basketball across the floor, and he actually nudged it back to her. And then he kept getting blankets, and she was like, no, let him have it. He deserves it. And I was like, oh my freaking heavenly beauty.
Gorge.
It's like, what the heck? You're the saddest little sight I think I've ever seen. Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. So she's messing with my fake phone that is from Step 2 Enterprises.
that you've had for like years. Okay.
It's from my grandparents.
Okay.
Anyways, hope you guys all enjoyed our first Alter Egos episode.
It was kind of a lot of fun to film.
We were supposed to say record. Now for the Alter Egos together, but then Abby apparently didn't catch on, and I was stuck saying the beginning, and you were stuck saying the end.
My bad.
And it was hilarious. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode with Patricia, Cloud Candy, and Grayson.
I think it was Grayson Steele or Grayson like Death Heart or something.
No, it was Grayson Steele.
Oh, okay. But
we're chomping our gum.
We are. We also have our coffee.
Plus, yes, we have some decaf with some ice and some sugar and cream. Anyway, I'm so happy that I've been doing a lot of Elle's Help lately. But Abby needs to stay on freaking schedule. You haven't made any
I'll make episodes once a week because I have a lot more school. I have a ton of school.
You know what happens after school?
Homework. And you know walking around the block because my mom forces me to.
Whatever.
And lying in bed listening to audiobooks and reading.
What? You can't make some time?
And making pearl beads. Doing a bunch of stuff with pearl beads. I do.
What are pearl beads?
Perler. You make everything sound so weird. K-perfect, Perel.
That was two words.
You're just funny, Al.
Rude. But seriously, though. So, I'm also very sorry that Abby's the only one advertising Anchor.
We're going to get it changed. Don't worry.
Which Anchor is the beauty.
I mean, when you're hearing this, the advertisement now will be switched because it switches to all episodes. But
wait, what advertisement?
When record it and we change it to all episodes, it'll be right. Like I was never the one.
Right, but still, you're hearing this episode. Anyway, what should we talk about? We ran out of topics within our first
Let's
few episodes.
Let's talk about Bob Ross.
Why?
Because I'm painting a picture on your blanket.
Stop! Oh wait, that makes it worse. What about we talk about a drum roll, please? Keep drumming while I find something to talk about.
My arms are getting tired.
Sims, I guess.
Sure.
Oh my gosh, my dog just rammed into my door. I'm so sorry, Louie.
He loves us so much.
He just barked. Louie, I know.
Too bad, so sad, you loser.
Okay, I'm just gonna let him in, or I'm gonna let him unplug.
Don't! I don't want him to eat my fingers.
I love you. I know. Goodbye. I love you. I love you. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad.
Were you just talking to air?
No, I was talking to my dog, because we're sitting near my door. Anyway, how's life with your new, what was their last name again? Holloway family.
I don't know. I didn't play with that family for very long.
What? So what's the use of making that giant, stupid mansion if that family doesn't...
Oh, I just created a new mansion. Actually, two new mansions.
Really?
I'm actually working on my third mansion right now. I've been using floor plans off the internet to get... sorry, I just choked on my own spit.
Ew.
It happens quite often. Actually, a weird amount, but...
Yeah,
you know me.
Actually, I have an idea. We'll talk about Sims later. Because we're gonna do something.
No, not the hand sanitizer,
smelling with Abby. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I have other ones, but I have 4 hand sanitizers that she's gonna smell. Let's start
off. And I'll tell you my descriptions of them.
Let's start off with this bear one that says the flavor's supposed to be orange. Sweet orange, but let's let Abby determine.
Okay,
go.
This is our new segment.
What does it smell like?
Oh my god, it smells like... Oh my god, it smells like death. That's the only way I can describe it.
No, it doesn't. Here, put some on
it
your
smells
hands.
Like, no!
Like a
Not
tiny bit.
Not replaying the butt melon one.
The butt melon one was so dramatic. I listened to it last night over and over and over. And for some reason, if you guys hear that rumbling, it's our garage.
Okay, it doesn't smell like completely like death, but it smells like weirdly like pungent, like expired.
Pungent death, expired death. Expired in 1997. Oh my gosh, that smells like cheese.
I just got it on me.
Oh, stop wiping it on my rug, you big booty?
I didn't write it on your rug.
Okay, now for this one. This one is also sweet orange.
You have too many sweet oranges. They're not sweet. They smell like expired
cheese. This one might sound different. Smell different. You're squeezing it everywhere.
No, I'm not. I'm getting the air. Yeah, I have to say, it smells exactly like expired cheese again. I don't know why.
You got it everywhere. Oh my gosh. You know what?
I didn't get it.
There you go.
Oh my god, I did. Oh my god, it smells like... It does smell like expired cheese.
I can't smell it. Now for this one, which is supposed to be cotton candy scented.
Great.
But my friend in my old school had a donut scented hand sanitizer.
Okay, this one kind of smells like your... I remember it, the Meyer ones that you got with your Girls on the Run pack.
I hand sanitizer. Don't remember.
Oh my god, it smells awful. Okay, this one kind of smells like your like that shampoo, the Suave Kids shampoo, like from like the 2000s. Like the late 2000s.
How am I supposed to know what Suave shampoo?
Like the kids like Strawberry Fairy one or whatever. That was my childhood.
Strawberry Fairy? More like Strawberry Berry.
Okay, this one,
This one is Lime Basil, and it has a cute little koala.
And so also lights up.
No, you're gonna waste the battery. How do you know what it lights up? Stop!
Because you've showed me this case before. Okay.
What does it smell like?
Oh my god.
Tell the listeners.
It smells like the shampoo from like one of those hotel things.
I don't know what. Moment of truth. You need to redo your fear of this melon, okay?
Oh my god.
So you're going to smell the melon.
My mom listens to these. I don't think she wants to hear me talking about how it smells like a washed butt. No, don't put it on me.
Oh my god, it does smell like butt. Okay, please. Smell it or I will tell them your deepest, darkest secret.
Okay. Oh my god. But it also smells like, what's it called? Like strawberry or like, what's it called? Sweet toothpaste mixed with washed butt. Oh my god. I swear to god.
It does literally,
You get like the aftertaste is washed butt, but the beginning smell is like fruity toothpaste.
What is aftertaste butt?
Aftertaste is like the after smell is washed butt.
You're so weird. That's gross to say on live podcast vision. Telepodcast. I don't know.
On a podcast at all.
It doesn't smell that bad. It smells like
that. It just. Oh my god, I can taste it.
No, you cannot. That's your gum.
My gum does not smell like washed butt. Thank you very much. My voice just cracked.
Just like your face. LOL.
I'm pretty sure I don't have a butt crack on my face.
Why? Ew! No, I just said your voice just cracked, and I said just like your face. Stop!
What is this?
That is, stuff. Okay, lastly, there's one more hand sanitizer you have to smell, which is my...
She's getting up and walking over to her
Oh, a beautiful day. And then I have black cherry.
Ooh, I never smelled that one.
Black cherry.
What the myrrh?
Black cherry merlot. So you can smell beautiful day first.
If you didn't, nope, do not put on my hands until I smell it. This smells like car freshener, like Febreze.
I can't smell it. Okay, here, I'm just gonna squeeze a tint. You've already smelled it.
Fine, smells like Febreze though.
A tint. Oh crap.
A tiny bit, aka the whole bottle.
Stop rubbing it on my freaking
carpet. Don't put it on my jeans. My mom will always kill me if she smells it. Because it does smell like Febreze or car.
Yeah, but
car Febreze.
Running it out.
Anyways,
no, I want
what the myrrh is going to be our new catchphrase on this podcast.
No, our podcast is. Our catchphrase is going to be.
Also, my catchphrase is agreed because I say it too much.
Here is the glass.
Don't put it on my fingers. I can smell it just fine. Oh my god, actually, this kind of smells like blackberry tea.
I know, right? IKR! Why don't you tell them about the funniest thing that happened in your entire life?
I think that was the time I fell out of my bed.
What?
The funniest time of my life is probably when, it's not really about me, but it's my youngest brother.
Oh my gosh.
The funniest, oh my god, shush.
It's so funny. Oh my god.
The funniest time
you
of my life.
You fell out of your bed? Surprise!
The funniest time of my life is probably when I found my youngest brother just sleeping outside the bathroom like he had just walked out. Like fell asleep outside the bathroom. Or when he like falls asleep with a fart gun in his hand.
What?
like one of those minion fart guns.
The minion fart gun.
Mm-hmm. He'll fall asleep with it in his hands in his bed. He fell asleep with a rice pack or like a rice sock over his forehead.
A rice sock? Oh, right. Okay, then, so I'll tell you my funniest. So me and my middle sister, we recorded on voice memos this fake podcast called Drama Corn.
Oh my God.
And it was only one episode, but my name in it was Skylar Mackinac, and then her name in it was Cotton Jewel, I think.
What? Cotton Jewel.
And the funniest part.
Good old Cotton Jewel.
The funniest part.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Cotton Jewel.
The funniest part was when she had this bag, this like little Ziploc or this plastic bag full of rice that she had to use for like stress, and it burst everywhere. But the funniest part was when she was pretending. She was like, I have a daily drama, and then I was like, okay, tell me. She said it's the drum incident where there's this girl at my school, like it was fake. It was like a fake town, fake school, whatever. She said she went to Brookhaven High and said that Roblox stole it from her. She said the girl, she was just, I wanted to become friends, but she was really mean to me. And so one day she put glue on my drum, and it was on the day of my recital. And when I hit the
recital, like she's talking about like a marching band drum, but
no,
it's just her.
Just drum, like da-da, like the drums like in like a rock band or something. Like that type of drum recital. Yeah. And then she said, when I hit it, it stuck. It stuck. And she said, and then the worst part was that it was my dad's 1932 drum set from 1932. And I said, then how old's your dad? He said, 18. I said, I don't even want to imagine how old your mom is.
She's actually 25.
Yeah, 29.
JK. Okay, anyways, let's wrap this up with the would you rather.
And I will go first this time since I went last time.
Fine.
Okay. Would you rather live in a school bus covered in ice cream?
Okay, okay.
Or live in a
shoe?
No. A helicopter covered in Dijon ketchup.
Dijon ketchup? A thing?
Yeah, it's thing? Ketchup and mustard.
Oh, ew, disgusting. I hate mustard so much. I'd rather live in a school bus full of ice cream. Okay, would you rather?
The ice cream is infested with ants and flavored butt.
Then I'm gonna have to go with the Dijon
ketchup. And the Dijon ketchup has barf in it.
We're gonna go with Dijon ketchup. I don't want to plug. Let's see. Would you rather wear black for the rest of your life or wear like a rainbow for the rest of your life? Like it has to be rainbow. I think I'd choose rainbow.
Black. Okay, anyway. Peace, love, and coffee. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Give us a positive positive comment and a rating and subscribe. And see
don't
you
forget to download Anchor too, because this is number one podcast platform.
See you guys next time on
My Coffee Companion.